What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. A great theologian once wrote a song called What is Love? And today we want to look at that concept. We're doing our series on the fruit of the Spirit. And it's this little section of the book of Galatians which says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. And it begins by saying, here's what the idea of fruit is, whatever we're rooted in as people are going to kind of, it's going to kind of be what we produce. And if we're rooted in things of this world, which the section right before this says, it says, if you're rooted in things of this world, it's going to give way to anger, jealousy, malice, rage, coveting things. When you're rooted in this world, materialism, and wanting what this world has to offer, the fruit then that stems out of your life is going to be worldly things. However, the verse goes on to say, but the fruit of the Spirit means someone that's grounded in the Spirit of God, which means if the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, that's what it means. It means that your pursuit is kingdom-minded, seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all other things will be added to you as well, as the book of Matthew tells us. When we're rooted in who Jesus is, we'll produce a different kind of fruit. A fruit that is not worldly, but it's otherworldly, one that is divine, one that is that has the attributes of Christianhood, of Christendom, of who Christ is. So the fruit of the world is anger, malice, but the fruit of Jesus, the fruit of the Spirit living inside of us, if there's a Spirit inside of us, the fruit of the Spirit is love. Now, I actually love the idea that what if the rest of the fruit of the Spirit after love is just different definitions of what love ought to be, right? Without punctuation in the original language, you couldn't really parse this out, but what if the fruit of the Spirit was literally just love? But the fruit of the Spirit is love. What does it mean? You're going to have joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. But what if truly all the fruit of the Spirit was love? In fact, in the book of John, chapter 13, verse 35, it says that that the world's going to know that we are Christians by our love. And then it almost defines it. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness. In fact, when 1 Corinthians 13 talks about the greatest ethic we can have as people, it's love. And there's a whole section which says, if I have all the gifts of the world but and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge and can prophesy in the tongues of men and of angels, but I don't love people, in Christ's vision, I'm just a resounding gong or a clinging cymbal. The verse then goes on to say, for love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, keeps no record of wrongs, it doesn't delight in evil, rejoices in the truth, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Love seems to be this culminating ethic that no matter who you are as a human being, Jesus has put forward this idea of people who are in Christ will know love. 1 John 4, 7, 8 says like this. Beloved, that means loved ones, those who are loved by God. Beloved, let us love one another, for love comes from God. And anyone that knows God, loves God, and has been born of God. And if you don't know love, then you don't know God, because God is love. So I really think when you read the fruit of the Spirit, you can kind of start and stop at love. If you are loving well, you will live in joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So we have to ask the question, are we living in love? Not the Greco-Roman myth of romantic love, not feeling really flirtatiously about the world around you or about certain people in your life. Someone needs to love them. The Bible is not mute on what the biblical definition of love is. One that we work with in the high school, with the high school students, is we have kind of a working definition of what the word love means biblically. And we say that love is an act of the will that's accompanied by emotion that judiciously acts on behalf of its object for that object's spiritual growth. Which is a long, wordy way. And again, we do series after series on what love actually looks like. But that's a really simple way, in not so many words, of kind of culminating what the Bible means when it says the word love. It's an act of the will. It's not some emotion that you're led by. It is accompanied by emotion, but not led by it. And then when we love, it's an act of the will accompanied by emotion that acts on behalf of who we claim to love, on behalf of our object. And we act judiciously, which means sometimes we give and sometimes we don't give. Sometimes it's healthy to help. Sometimes it's enabling to help. But ultimately, the end goal is spiritual growth. Now, for the non-Christian, spiritual growth can be maturation, being a better person, whatever you might think. But in Christian circles, spiritual growth means becoming more like Christ. So the verse could kind of read like this. But the fruit of anyone who's grounded in Christ is going to be someone who loves. And when we love, we become more like Christ. That's the fruit of the Spirit. See you guys tomorrow.